What Was I Scared Of by Dr. Seuss and Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll. Happy Halloween! Don't be scared.
Well, I was walking in the night and I saw nothing scary. For I have never been afraid of anything, not very.
Then I was deep within the woods when suddenly I spied them. I saw a pair of pale green pants with nobody inside them.
I wasn't scared. But yet I stopped. What could those pants be there for? What could a pair of pants at night be standing in the air for?
And then they moved, those empty pants. It kind of started jumping. And then my heart, I must admit, it kind of started thumping.
So I got out. I got out fast as I could go, sir. I wasn't scared, but pants like that, I do not care for. No, sir.
After that, a week went by. Then one dark night in Greenwich, I had to do an errand there and fetch some Greenwich spinach.
Well, I had fetched the spinach and was starting back through town when those pants raced around a corner and they almost knocked me down.
I lost my Greenwich spinach, but I didn't even care. I ran for home. Believe me, I had really had a scare.
Now, bicycles were never made for pale green pants to ride 'em, especially spooky pale green pants with nobody inside 'em.
And the next night, I was fishing for dough trout on Rover River when those pants came rowing toward me. Well, I started in to shiver.
And by now, I was so frightened that I'll tell you, but I hate to, I screamed and rode away and lost my hook and line and bait too.
I ran and found a brickle bush. I hid myself away. I got brickles in my britches, but I stayed there anyway.
I stayed all night, the next night too. I'd be there still, no doubt. But I had to do an errand, so the next night, I went out.
I had to do an errand. I had to pick a peck of snide in a dark and gloomy snide field that was almost 9 miles wide.
I said I do not need those pants with nobody inside them. I said and said and said those words. I said them, but I lied them.
Then I reached inside a snide bush, and the next thing that I knew, I felt my hand touch someone, and I'll bet that you know who.
And there I was, caught in the snide, and in that dreadful place, those spooky, empty pants and I were standing face to face.
I yelled for help, I screamed, I shrieked, I howled, I yowled, I cried. Oh, save me from these pale green pants with nobody inside.
But then a strange thing happened. Why, those pants began to cry. Those pants began to tremble. They were just as scared as I. I never heard such whimpering, and I began to see that I was just as strange to them as they were strange to me.
I put my arm around their waist and sat right down beside them. I calmed them down. Poor empty pants with nobody inside them.
And now we meet quite often, those empty pants and I. And we never shake or tremble. We both smile, and we say, hi.
'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wave. All mimsy were the borogroves, and the mome raths outgrabe.
Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird, and shun the frumious Bandersnatch.
He took his vorpal sword in hand. Long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the tum-tum tree, and stood a while in thought.
And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock with eyes of flame came whiffling through the tulgey wood and burbled as it came.
1-2, 1-2, through and through. The vorpal blade went snicker-snack, he left it dead, and with its head, he went galumping back.
And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy, O frabjous day, Callooh, Callay, he chortled in his joy.
'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and jimble in the wabe, all mimsy were the borogroves, and the mome raths outgrabe.